All right, man. We are ready to go here. This is our pre-show for tonight. The 22nd of October. Everyone's talking about baseball, man. Everyone's talking about Dodgers and Yanks. I haven't watched baseball. I haven't followed baseball consistently and passionately. Like, probably the last time was when I don't know, man. It was in the 70s, but the Dodgers have always been my team. But I stopped giving a shit at some point, you know. I started paying more attention to football in the 80s. I had season tickets for the Rams. And then I, you know, went out on my career, and I went out and I didn't give a shit anymore, you know. And baseball had a strike in 94 anyway, I think, which did not endear itself to anybody. And, I don't complain. I'm not complaining about it. I think if they deserve to go on strike, they deserve to go on strike. I don't give a shit how much money they make. If the owners are making more and these are the guys that people come to see, then I'm all in favor of it. And so they went on strike. Was it football? They did have a World Series in 94, right? Yeah, because of the strike. But I lost track of baseball and never really gave that much of a shit. Now, when Dave Roberts came in and Dodgers started winning again, it was kind of cool. And I went to the odd game through the 90s and when I got back to L.A. Thought maybe for a while I'd be an Angel fan because Mike Socia, the manager of the Angels, his kids went to the same grammar school as my stepkids. So I would see him when I dropped the kids off at school. So she would say things to me like, "What are you wearing shorts for, man? It's 40 degrees out here." You know, stuff like that. But I was a Dodger fan, and he had been a Dodger. Long story short, I just stopped giving a shit, and I stopped watching football, too. You know, I mean, the only sport that I follow with any regularity is hockey and soccer. That's it. I was really into the Panthers last year in their run to the Stanley Cup. That was a lot of fun. You guys probably remember that. Now we have the Dodgers, my childhood team, in the World Series. So, yeah, I'm going to follow the Dodgers. Okay. Bobby, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm here. There's a couple of points, Phil, that I do want to make.
You want to talk about the Badu?
Yes. Badu Directive 6, though, Steve?
Yeah, it's Badu Directive 6, acknowledging the HRE.
Acknowledging the HRE. Here's the thing, Phil. My rear end is high.
Oh my God! Not this again.
Yeah, this again. Yeah, homegirl.
Oh my God! Not this again, Bobby. What's with you and your high rear end?
Phil, I work out. I do leg lifts. What's the problem with you? I do the curls. The point being that our Homeowners Association represents the finest in living. And when the Homeowners Association president is fit and is tight and the rear end arches just a bit.
Yeah, my wife's rear end arches.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, you sound bored to tears.
Pretty much, yeah. All right. Ted?
Yeah, Phil, it's like you have the dualies on. I want to get this cleared up. This spookorama, which you people say you invented.
Yes, we did invent it.
Okay. Where you go, you break into someone's house and you're scared, you break in and you wake them up and if they go, or something, they win a prize.
Yes, that's right. Or if they don't go out.
Oh, yeah.
So far, everyone's been scared to death.
Yeah, we still haven't established the legality of that, but anyway.
Oh, isn't that, aren't you cute, Phil?
We still haven't established the legality of that.
I find that, Phil, to be so disingenuous and just a unionist, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, okay. Tatooine, I just want to establish something. Tatooine was me leaping out from behind a curtain and going, ah! And,
Dad, why don't you give up doing this cheer, doing the scream, because no one's scared.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that? Hey, Jeff? What? Phil says to give up doing the scream because no one's scared. Rudy?
Yeah.
What do you think? I think that's wrong with you, Mr. Henry.
You should give the man a chance, Mr. Henry.
The Badu. Badu Directive 6. That's a beautiful thing, man. You know. Go blow Doyle Gerber, which means you wouldn't dare, really? Oh, Goblin is pure and lovely, too. I wish I lived up there and had that view. Steve walked by, heard me belching, and he belched so loud it scared the shit out of me. I told him it wasn't too long ago. I would have backhanded his nutsack for daring to disrespect me. Then he laughed and farted. So guess what? Now he, 1, does his own laundry, 2, cooks his own meals, 3, is cut off, 4, washes his own clothes.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Phil Henry. What do you think, man? ABCDEFG. There we are. Okay. I play this at the one-man show. It's, you know, music people listen to. They probably thought they were in a nut house. All right, man. Okay.